This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This is going to be a doozy of a summer travel season. Basically, all the pandemic-related restrictions have been lifted, including for international travelers, and so lots of people are buying plane tickets. Airlines and airports, though, just can't keep up. There's a shortage of pilots, crew, and all sorts of airport staff. Southwest pilots are picketing in Dallas this week over staffing shortages, and American can't find enough pilots, so it's announced canceling 4 regional routes in Ohio, New York, and Iowa. So Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports now on what it can mean for a city to lose an airline or to lose passenger airline service altogether.
Come September, when American leaves, there will be only one airline serving Toledo, Ohio, and none in Dubuque, Iowa.
It's a big deal.
Airline industry analyst Robert Mann says it's always been hard to run a small regional airport.
You're always, literally always, looking to expand service, and it's a very difficult sell right now with limited resources.
When the pandemic first hit and almost no one was flying, airlines offered pilots buyouts and early retirement, says David Slotnick at the travel site The Points Guy.
And now they're finding themselves short-staffed. They need to hire, and they typically recruit from these regional airlines to be able to hire quickly.
For pilots, working for a big national airline generally pays a lot better than working for a regional carrier. And for airlines, flying bigger planes to and from bigger hubs is a lot more lucrative than flying small planes to and from small airports. Aviation analyst Richard Abulafia says that means as long as there aren't enough pilots and crew,
you're going to see airlines like American prioritize the larger markets, especially those with any kind of international connections.
That means some smaller markets lose out, and that can have a big impact on people who live nearby and the local economy. And once a city loses an airline, it can be hard to get it back.
St. Louis was once the center of TWA's universe and had flights to Europe and wherever else. St. Louis now is sadly a much smaller airport, and I don't think anyone dreams that it's going to get back to what it once was.
Sometimes airlines do go back to a city they've left if demand picks up, Abulafia says. Other times, new startup airlines see more established ones pulling out and think opportunity. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.